My friend Jim Brogan is on the line. Jim Brogan, welcome to the broadcast. Greetings and salutations, sir.
Good afternoon, Halloran.
If you don't listen to Jim Brogan's show on the weekend, oh man, you're missing it. More Living with Jim Brogan airs on this station on Saturdays from 9 to 10 and then again from 3 to 4, and it is a really great show. Mayor Glenn Jacobs will be joining him this weekend. Let's cover a few things today.
Hey, Halloran.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I do want to mention to you, when you asked would the country be any different today with a different president, and I was reminded, I attended a conference last year, and the keynote speaker was Trey Gowdy. You know, the former congressman from South Carolina.
Absolutely.
And it was not a political speech. It was actually a speech about unity. But he said a comment, I don't think I'll ever forget it. He said, Washington is not a leading indicator of our society. It reflects our society. It is a lagging indicator. In other words, it reflects what's going on in the country. And I thought that was really perceptive when he said that, and I'd never thought of it that way. And I just thought that offered some context to your question about would our country be different if we had a different president.
Yeah, opposition is the new coin of the realm, at least in Washington. So once you declare that you're on one side or the other side, it's not that they just disagree with you. They want you gone.
It's become very conflicted, and it's kind of sad. But I guess the point I just thought that was really insightful of him when he said that. It kind of changed my perspective. And I think what that means is us as Americans here in East Tennessee, I mean, it starts one community at a time in terms of the idea of unity.
Absolutely.
And the idea that you can respect someone else's opinion, even if it's different than yours, and you can listen.
Not
if
only
you look at persuasion.
Not only that, but that you could literally work together to accomplish something.
And if you look at persuasion, you know, I'm not going to persuade somebody that has a different opinion of me if I attack them.
Right.
If I listen to them, engage them in an intellectual, unemotional conversation, I might could have some persuasion.
Right.
So I know that's completely off topic.
No. That's actually no. That's on topic, actually. And really, you fit right into an economics focused show because we got Dr. Bill Fox on today, and we got Dr. Harold Black on today. And so let's dive into our conversation with you. Jim is great. Let's start with this conversation about inflation. I talked to Dr. Black about this as well. I guess the consumer price index is at 7%. And the Fed had been using the term transitory. What's the truth about inflation right now?
The truth is it's a lot more complicated than it seems on the surface. It's clearly not transitory. But I'm reminded of the parable, Halloran, of the six blind guys that came across an elephant, and they'd never come across an elephant before. And so they had to kind of compare to each other what the elephant was, and they all touched different parts of the elephant. One touched the leg, one touched the the trunk, one touched the tail, one touched the tusk. And they got in this heated argument about what an elephant was, because they only could talk about an elephant in terms of their own limited perspective. And I think that's a good parable about inflation, because if you really look at what is causing inflation, the reality is there's a lot of different answers to this. You know, on the one hand, you know, if you look at things like energy prices, there's an old expression that when it comes to things like energy, that the cure for higher prices is high prices, because eventually it'll drive down demand and prices will go down.
Right.
You know, you look at wage inflation, I don't see any change. I don't see wage inflation easing anytime soon. And that would be a concern for persistent inflation. You know, you look at housing costs. I think housing costs are probably going to start tapering off a little bit. So I could go on and on and on, but the point is, it's easy to say, oh, inflation was 7%. I mean, I've got a sheet here that shows me about 20 different categories for 2021, And only six of them are above 7%. All of the other ones are below 7%. So if we look at just one or two things, it can give us a distorted view maybe of what's going on.
So let's kind of think about then, you're a rubber meets the road kind of guy. As a financial planner, you look at trends, you look at the data, you look at all of that. But the reason you look at all of those things is so that you can give your clients the best advice so that they can protect their hard-earned income. We need to take a quick break. What I would love to for you to consider when we come back is, in an environment where you have inflation, you have price instability, you have all of this stuff going on, in an environment where interest rates may inch up, the person that is trying to protect their retirement and their investments, what advice are you giving them? How will this affect the rubber on the road? Jim Brogan is my guest. More with him in just a moment. Saturday morning on More Living with Jim Brogan. He's got Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs. His show is from 9 to 10, and then it re-airs again from 3 to 4. He's my guest on the Triple H Radio Experience. Jim Brogan, always great to talk to you. Hey, can I ask you a quick question before we get back to what I asked you to consider? Let's say I want to retire, and let's say the lifestyle I want is $75,000 a year for the rest of my retired life. I retire at 65, which means I got a good 15 years left if the Lord is good to me. And I want to make sure that I have long-term care for those last 5 years, and I want to leave something to my kids. How much principal do I need to have saved by 62 or 65 in order to have $70,000 a year for the rest of my life?
Well, that's an awful detailed question. I'm going to try to give you as simple answer as I can. You know, you need to factor in your other income sources, at a minimum Social Security. So let's keep it simple, Halloran. Let's say you're going to get $35,000 a year from Social Security.
Right.
And you need 75. So you've got a gap there of $40,000 a year, right?
Right.
So you need your life savings to produce $40,000 a year of additional income in year one of retirement. And then over time, you're going to need that income to continue to increase to offset inflation, which is kind of one of the topics we're talking about today. So at a minimum, you'd need $1 million in order to structure $40,000 a year of income in year one to increase over time. I would say with a lot of the traditional retirement planning, I actually think you need a good bit more than that, probably closer to $1.2-1.3 million. I believe with a good financial plan that structures stability of income in the short term, growth of income in the long term, I think you could do it with $1 million, because then you'd be starting out at a 4% distribution rate. But that's only if you have things structured properly moving forward in a low interest rate environment. Some might say you might need $1 million, $2 million, $3 million.
All right. So now to inflation and what inflation does to somebody on retirement that had a plan. You factored them in at 3% inflation a year, and you're running hot at 7%. Uh-oh.
So that's exactly right, but it hasn't been 7% for 5 years. And for 12 years after the Great Recession, Halloran, the inflation rate was pretty much 1.5 to 2%. So the question is, yeah, it's high right now, it's red hot. We don't know where it'll be long term, but I'm pretty confident it's going to come down from 7%. The key is, when retirement is no longer about how much money you have, it's how you can take that income, that money, and generate dependable income that can pay for your needs and your desires. Well, over time, that income is going to have to grow pretty substantially. You know, if I need $100,000 a year to live right now in year one of retirement, if inflation averaged to 3% per year over the next 20 years, instead of $100,000 in 20 years, I'll need $180,000 just to buy the same amount of stuff. So it's understanding that over time things are going to ebb and flow. You know, it's like the stock market. One year could be up 30% or down 50%, but over time it's going to smooth out. So a good financial plan, I mean, the best way to beat inflation long term is to have a diversified market type portfolio. The problem is in the short term, that's very volatile. As I said, it could be up 30% one year, down 50% the next. So you've got to have a plan that can minimize the impact of that volatility on your income, go ahead.
What percentage of people in America have a financial plan for their retirement?
That's a good question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that. Everything I read would say it's a low percentage. What I'll tell you is that the people that I meet with on a regular basis that come to my classes, that come see me in my office, those kinds of things, very few have a plan. I would say, based on what I've seen and the research that I've read, I'd say less than 1% have a true defined plan. They might have a rough idea, but very few have a true defined plan of how to accomplish it.
Well, folks, you need to go over there and see Brother Jim Brogan. He's good. I like Jim Brogan a lot. I like his radio show on Saturday, More Living with Jim Brogan, 9 to 10, and then again 3 to 4 on Saturdays. This weekend, Mayor Glenn Jacob. Talk to me about the conversation you're going to have with the mayor.
We're going to talk about the state of Knoxville. You know, even with all the challenges that we've had in the past 2 years with the pandemic, Knox County has been tremendously successful. We're attracting new businesses. We're attracting new households. The budget is running very, very well. Now, I'm sure Mayor Jacobs is going to talk about a lot of the challenges we have had and will have moving forward. But the reality is, in Knox County, we live in a great place. So we're going to talk about where we've been and maybe most importantly, where we're headed.
That's big. That's one of the things that I had a chance to talk to Dr. Bill Fox about it around 5:15 today. We'll talk to him. And he was mentioning how good things are, but how you really do need to be strategic in budgeting for a state, because right now it's running hot, but how long does it continue to run as hot as it's running?
I think that's exactly right. You know, there's the old expression, expect the best, but plan for the worst. I think you always have to have an idea of where are we now and where have we been and what are the different potential things that could evolve over the next 5 to 10 years.
What's on your radar? What are you watching on a regular basis that you're like, I need to track this, I need to watch this?
My number one thing right now, Halloran, is how persistent is inflation, and at some point, when does it start to affect our economy? See, up until now, people are continuing to spend money even with these increased prices. But at some point, if inflation persists for too long or at too high of a level, I've got to expect that it would impact consumption and how Americans spend money. And then, what does that do to the economy? What does that do to our investments when we're retired? Well, that's really the number. I mean, I'm certainly looking at interest rates as well, but really inflation to me, you know, U.S. companies are making good money right now, but inflation to me is the biggest risk to that. So that's the number one thing I'm watching.
At what age do people walk into your office and say, I'm ready to do a plan? Are you catching people in their 30s, or are people coming to you later in life saying, oh, crud, I should have been thinking about this a long time ago. We got to play some catch up.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think people, Halloran, when they're younger, they're just thinking, save as much as I can and accumulate it for later on in life. And I think once people get into their 50s, and certainly when they get into their mid to later 50s, they start thinking a lot more about, okay, I've got this amount of money saved. How much am I actually going to need to provide the income that I desire? What is Social Security going to look like? Or do I have any other income sources? I think when people get in their mid to late 50s, they start to think a lot more about, how do I take what I have and make it produce what I need in retirement?
I bet you a lot of people in their saving and investing especially in the last 4 years, I bet you their returns have been through the roof. What do you do in that situation where you're making so much money from your investments? How do you correctly plan, knowing that we're in a hot cycle right now in the market, but that may not last forever? And that's your specialty, is figuring out what to do when it's hot.
Well, and history would tell us it's not going to happen that way forever. And anybody that studies my industry would tell you it's not going to continue like that forever. It's interesting. I had somebody hollering come into my office last month, and they were trying to decide how they needed to adjust their planning for retirement. And they were an engineering type. They had run all these projections. And the gentleman looked at me and he said, "I want you to tell me where you think I might be making a mistake." He said, "Conservatively, I'm using a 10% earnings rate on my money for the rest of my life." And he said that was what his conservative projection was. His aggressive was 14%. And, you know, of course, all kinds of alarms are going off in my head. And I kind of had to rein that in. So I think now that's the exception to in my office. I mean, that's more the exception. I think most people are aware that you know, these kind of robust returns are not going to continue indefinitely, and things ebb and flow. The reality is we don't know when they're going to ebb and flow, but they are going to ebb and flow. We're going to have bull markets. We're going to have bear markets, and they're going to ebb and flow. So in retirement, since we don't know when those things are going to happen, you know, we take on a new risk in retirement because we're pulling from our savings. And what happens if that big downturn happens in the first 2 or 3 years? It could be devastating if you don't have a plan in place to limit the impact of that. I talk about all those kinds of things in my classes, Halloran, and on my radio show, to try to equip people to make informed decisions.
Yeah, I think you do a fantastic job of that. All right. More Living with Jim Brogan, Saturday mornings, 9 to 10, and then re-airs 3 to 4. Knox County Mayor Glenn Jacobs is his guest this Saturday morning. When's the next class?
My next class is February 1st and 8th through Tennessee's Adult Education. It's two 2-hour sessions, 6:30 to 8:30. So that's a week from this coming Tuesday. So February the 1st and the 8th. For more information, you can go to financialsurvivalforretirement.com. That's the name of the class, financialsurvivalforretirement.com. You can download a syllabus and click to register with the University of Tennessee Adult Education.
All right, Jim, thank you for talking to us today.